At Public.com, you can earn 5.1% APY with a high-yield cash account. And while we can't say it's officially the highest interest rate out there, we can say this. It's higher than Robinhood, SoFi, Wealthfront, Capital One, and the big banks, too. Ready to start earning 5.1% APY on your cash? Check out the high-yield cash account on Public.com. This is paid for by Public Investing. 5.1% APY as of March 26, 2024, and is subject to change. A high-yield cash account is a secondary brokerage account with Public Investing, member FINRA/SIPC. Funds from this account are automatically deposited into partner banks where they earn a variable interest and are eligible for FDIC insurance. Neither Public Investing nor any of its affiliates is a bank. U.S. only. Learn more at public.com/disclosure/high-yield-account.
Hello, listeners. If you're hearing this, I'm going to assume you're at least interested in money and understanding the economy and finances. And some of us want our kids to have that knowledge, too. Check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. You can learn more at greenlight.com/million. And tune in to Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
The visuals for the president's speech today in Cushing, Oklahoma were pretty good. Big green pipes that'll eventually become part of the Keystone XL pipeline. Neat little pivot, actually, from the acres of solar panels that he and I were sitting amidst yesterday. Unlike solar, though, Keystone is controversial, a political flashpoint for environmentalists who want it stopped before it starts, and Republicans in Congress who want the jobs it could bring. Commentator Bill McKibben says the president's all-of-the-above energy strategy, oil and renewables, is great, but it's missing a certain something.
The president made what could have been a landmark speech today in Cushing, Oklahoma. It came amidst a completely unprecedented March heat wave. 3,500 high temperature records this week. Cities like Chicago were the hottest since record keeping began in the 19th century. It came on the tail of another record, 2011's for multi-billion dollar weather disasters in America. In other words, if there was a moment for talking about global warming, this would be it. But the president didn't. Instead, he focused on his all-of-the-above energy policy, about how America has drilled a record number of oil and gas wells during his administration, how we've laid enough pipeline to encircle the earth, about how he wants to lay some more, in particular, the southern half of the Keystone XL pipeline, which will bring oil from Canada's tar sands to refineries in the Gulf of Mexico. But all of the above is definitely not a coherent energy policy. Burning all the oil you can and then putting up a solar panel or even a solar farm, it's like drinking 6 martinis at lunch and then downing a vitamin water on the way to your car. You're still drunk, you've just got a few extra vitamins in you. Think about it. If a presidential candidate said they had an all-of-the-above foreign policy where every other nation was an equal ally, they'd be thought silly and dangerous, and they would be. But with energy, with $5 gas looming, it apparently still seems politic to insist that we need never make a choice.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.